got a new month. We got some new series that start today as well here, Jensen. So now that April is officially in the rear view, not that these games matter more, but you start off a new month, maybe on a good feel. Who's going to get off on the good foot here starting today?
So we like to look at some of the weather and where it impacts it. Let's start at 2:20 p.m. Eastern at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. They have frigid, and I mean frigid, temperatures to start this afternoon. 45 degrees, 10 mile an hour blown in from left center. I would not be playing any home run props in the Arizona and the Chicago game today. There were three teams, or at least three series, getting underway tonight that I did identify that I would like. First and foremost, the White Sox and the Padres. I like the over 7.5 in that contest. Again, pitching matchup tonight for that one will be the young Noah Schultz, a rookie there, just got called up a couple of weeks ago. Germán Márquez, who's actually had a really great start to his Padre tenure. My, oh my, how different life is when you get out of Coors Field as a member of the Rockies and you get into spacious Petco Park. I'm sure you're going to have some, some better results by default. Here's what I like on the over 7.5 that I got at minus $1.40. The White Sox are 18-13 to the over, period, but they're 11-5 as an over team on the road. Add that in with San Diego being 9-6-1 as an over team when they play at home, and I think we have a pretty low total here that is really advantageous to play an over tonight. Now, weather conditions are going to be comfortable for San Diego, 64 degrees. There's a very slight cross breeze blowing from the third base side to the first base side. I don't think that will have really any impact tonight. But Dave, I would expect that we get a bit more of run production from both sides. Both these teams have trended over so far this year. So my first play in pocket tonight, White Sox Padres over 7.5, got that at minus $1.40.
Love it. And again, the White Sox, when I was going through again for most wins in the month of May, and traditionally that's a team I look at to pick on, I don't pick on them anymore. They're pretty frisky these days. So the underbelly of what was last year and what is this year is different. I think that's reflected in some of the respect you have them for being able to score some runs as well and getting to that over 7.5 as well. Very quickly, Phillies and the Marlins going to begin a series there. Astros and Red Sox. These are teams now with the Phillies and the Red Sox with new managers as they begin those series. What do we make of those teams now going into May with new skippers at the helm?
I would look to the Marlins, to be honest, the way that they've gone thus far, and always coming off a doubleheader and a travel day. Nice little fade spot, because you know, there's going to be some fatigue from those teams. So the Marlins at a plus money price, if you can get them, I think that's a great spot to back. And I don't really know what to expect for the reception for the Red Sox when they open up against the Astros. My lean would be that the Astros, they have the worst pitching staff statistically in Major League Baseball. You look at where this matchup on the mound is tonight. Mike Burrows for the Astros has been good in spots. He's been bad in spots. Jake Bennett's going to be an opener for the Red Sox here tonight. That total at 9.5. It is plus money to the over. I don't have really a convincing feel one way or another on the side or the total. I'm just more intrigued from the theater of what the Fenway faithful are going to do in greeting this Red Sox team that is trying to get this thing turned around in earnest. I would point us out to the West Coast. There are two totals that jumped out to me. Let me start with our old reliable there in Sacramento, my Cleveland Guardians up against the Athletics. Hey, the A's have won 6 of their last 8 series, Dave. They are rolling right now and in first place in the American League West. We have said it before. We were one of the trailblazers last year in just blindly betting the overs there at Sacramento. I would point people to an alternate over 9 at minus $1.36. Now, the Athletics have actually played a handful of unders in this past series against the Kansas City Royals. They are still a very stout 9-4 to the over as a home team. Dave, the reason I like the over 9 here, and I don't want to have to deal with the hook, albeit it may not matter. The Guardians have Joey Cantillo as their starter tonight. They're averaging over 6 runs of support for Joey Cantillo starts this year. So add in our really nice over atmosphere there in Sacramento. Obviously, it feels like the boys love to go swing it in support of Joey Cantillo. Over 9, minus $1.36 for Guardians Athletics. My second play in pocket there for the Major League Baseball slate.
Before we get to your last pick, I want to ask about one series that's going to be beginning here between the first place Cincinnati Reds and now the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh, what a difference a week makes. They were 16-11. They're cruising along. They've lost 5 in a row. And now they find themselves, again, 4.5 back. I know it's early, but this feels like when you're on a 5-game skid and now you're going to be playing the team that's first in your division, all of a sudden in the Reds. How do you stop this bleeding if you're Pittsburgh?
Yeah, going to be good, right? Because it's two good arms on the hill, Brady Singer and Mitch Keller. A little bit of an elevated total for me at 8.5. And I'm very anxious. It's going to be a cooler night there. Winds are blowing out to dead central at almost 10 miles an hour. If I'm looking at some of the aspects there for a total, I think I could lean more towards an over at this point. And if you can find some eights out there, Dave, there's one at Bet Rivers that's still appearing there, but I think everyone else has gone to 8.5. So that would be a thought for me there. Listen, I don't know how much of the Reds can performance can continue the way that they have been so inconsistent offensively, but they deserve a lot of credit. Back into their bullpen has been very solid. They're going to get some rotation reinforcements here, hopefully sooner than later. Remember, Hunter Green probably out until at least June. But right now, if you were to tell me that they've had the injuries to not only Green and Lodolo there with the blister issue, he's still working his way back there, and they'd be in first place with really just Ellie De La Cruz, Sal Stewart, and maybe some little contributions here and there from some other guys offensively. I'd have said you're crazy, but this is why we play the game. So going to be a great, not only a great competitive series, but good litmus test, I think, for both teams. Speaking of that, the Braves are the best team in baseball right now. The Rockies may be the surprise team just because of how well they've started. And Dave, they've had a lot of infusion of the Dodger way. Some of the guys that have come over into their front office have brought a lot of different analytical adjustments the way that the Dodgers do business, and they've infused that already, specifically on the pitching side for Colorado. Now, you're going up against the best offense in baseball, so we may be throwing that out the window here, and I think tonight presents a unique opportunity for an alternate over 10.5. Now, weather conditions here, winds are blowing in from right field at about 7 miles an hour. It is a little bit on the cooler side there at 60 degrees, but I don't think that's going to deter us at all from an overplay here. So I played an over 10.5, minus $1.33. Atlanta themselves is a road favorite, 8-4-1 to the over. And Jose Quintana, Dave, he has only had one home start this year at Coors Field. He gave up 6 runs in that start. His last 3 starts as a starter, period, in whatever uniform, in Coors Field, 14 runs and 16 innings. And so I think we get those two together, the way the Braves have been swinging the bat, I think we're ripe, not only there, but I think Colorado's offense is going to have a chance to put up some runs the way that they've been going. Grant Holmes, who has been one of the better starters for Atlanta, is going to get the nod here on the road side. So in over 10.5, minus -133 for Atlanta and Colorado, my third play here on the Daily Dime.
You know, one name that we never seem to talk about again, I don't get into these markets here, subjective markets, as you know, but if you were to look at manager of the year, Walt Weiss, what he's doing with the Braves without some of his front end starters, having injuries coming into the year and the most wins so far to begin the year, Jensen, he's doing a great job down there in the ATL.
They're going to get Spencer Strider back this weekend too. So it is going to be reinforcements coming here for a team that's already off to a great start, weathering those big injuries. Atlanta, the team to beat right now in the National League.
Well, that's just great. The rich getting richer, Neil and a Brave. Here we go. All right, when we come back, we're going to try to get richer by winning some money with the ponies this weekend. David Aragona from the Daily Racing Form is going to join the program next, and we'll get his thoughts on who is going to win the 152nd running of the Roses. That's next, right here on VSiN by the Books.